Oh, speaking of predicting the future in Houston, there is one very unhappy Turkish center in Houston. His name is Omer Asik or Omer Asik or whatever. There's like 25 pronunciations for his name. What was it against New York? He demanded a trade before the game, and he didn't see a single second. Yeah, exactly, right.
He's not playing these games right now, and that hurts because he's in my lineup for fantasy. I don't want to drop him because I know he's going to go to a team soon. So I'm kind of just stuck.
He got the old DNP, being a bitch.
I'm being sandbagged right now by Omer Asik on my fantasy team. That son of a bitch.
You know, if our fantasy team counted X ramp, which is a sort of a fancy plus minus, you would probably be leading the league in defensive X ramp because last season he posted a 5.37 X ramp, which is ridiculously good. Like in comparison, like Marc Gasol, who won Defensive Player of the Year, posted 5.6.
He's a very good.
He's so good on defense.
Very good defender. Yes.
Is that the like official name for XRAPM?
That's what I call it.
X
ramp. Yeah.
If it's not, it should be.
Do you call PER per too? Or?
No. PER is PER, but this is X ramp.
XRAMP sounds really
good. You can't even call it the whole thing. Like it's ridiculous. Regularized, adjusted, plus minus. Yeah,
I always thought the X stood for like a multiplication symbol, but that's clearly not the case. I thought it was like times rap or something.
Kind of. It's like, doesn't that stand for all the box score stuff in there?
Yeah, it's like a regularized, adjusted, plus minus. Plus ASPM, which is similar to win shares or PER, which is like you take all the numbers in the box score and you stuff them into one number like PER does, and then that fancy number gets attached to a bunch of plus minus numbers to like create the ultimate box score, you know, distilling, whatever.
I'm pretty sure that's actually, I'm pretty sure it's not that, because I remember seeing a post. All right, this is going off topic,
okay.
But I'm pretty sure that it's just like a simpler version of box score stats. But no one wants to hear that, so let's go on to the trades.
Right, yeah. Okay, so I was going to say, do you guys all have a Omer Asik proposal? Hashtag free Omer. Free Asik.
Well, in my old time researching this, I kept drawing duds, so I don't have a legitimately good one yet. So I'll wait for you guys to propose them.
Okay.
Mine all sucked. It's hard because...
Oh, well, I threw one out in my round table for everyone out there that read it.
Yes.
I know it's a really bad trade, I guess, on the surface, and I'm just being hopeful. But Boston, trading Chris Humphries for Omer Asik.
Straight up. Straight up. One for one.
Straight up. One for one. They make about the same money. You know what? I feel like if more people saw my trade proposal, I'd get a lot more flack for it. But it's not that bad, actually, if you look at like their per 36 numbers. And I know Asik's a much, much better defender, but Chris Humphries isn't a bad player.
No, he's like a first big off the bench, maybe.
He's not bad, but yeah, Asik's really good.
That's what they need. They're not playing Asik anyway.
Yeah, but
they can get more.
They don't
want
to sell that low.
You could start Humphries next to Howard.
Could you?
That would get so much shit.
I don't think you
could.
Oh yeah, everyone would hate Houston.
He's gonna get so much shit. He gets so much shit from the fans in Boston, and he plays like a minute and a half a game.
Exactly. So X multiply that by 50, and that's what he's gonna have in Houston.
He should have never dated Kim Kardashian or got married to her. That's stupid.
Got that money, so.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe. I mean, it depends. Like, a lot of people are suggesting the Ryan Anderson for Omer Asik deal, which has been, like, talked about so much, people just think it's a real deal that's on the table, which it isn't. Like, that's just.
Even though Houston's never said a word before.
Exactly.
Or New Orleans has ever said a word about it. But it's a great trade.
That is a great trade.
I just think the problem is, because then Houston has no backup center.
Okay.
Which. I think that's because we saw last year, like, even if you have a great defender, if you have no backup center, even just no one playing capable, playing no good defensive big man off the bench, your defense is going to fall apart.
Wait, so who starts along with Davis?
What?
Who starts alongside Davis right now?
Al-Farouq Aminu?
It's Greg Steensma.
Wait, Greg Stiesma is the starting New Orleans center?
No, it's Jason Smith, right?
Yeah, it's Jason Smith,
I think it's Steams when he's healthy, but he plays like 15 minutes a game. Yeah. So
Jason Smith can at least knock down a mid-range jumper.
Jason Smith's good. Started,
you'd have a great – you wouldn't need to like – you'd have Ashik playing with Anthony Davis. They can both give you – Davis can play 40 minutes a game. You don't need a backup center. He can play center when Ashik goes out, and then you play Steamsma and Davis together. But if you had a starting front court of Anthony Davis and Omer Ashik,
oh, nobody would score.
How many points you'd give up a game?
Zero.
Like,
it doesn't even matter. You could just play 2-on-5, and I think they would stop everybody.
You would have to shoot, and that's it.
There's no reason New Orleans shouldn't make a trade.
What about trade to Dallas? Ooh. Give Ashik to Dallas and give Brandon Wright and maybe like Jay Crowder to Houston.
That's.
I don't know if this. Wait, I'm not sure that salaries work there. I think Dallas needs to throw in like a, you know, like a filler contract to make that work. But
okay, sure. Someone a little more expensive than Jay Crowder. I assumed. That's why I put him in, but
maybe Vince Carter.
Ooh, Dallas likes Vince Carter. Vince Carter is like their sixth man, and he's surprisingly good.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't
want to mess with. Yeah, Dallas is a good team.
Yeah, but Omer, it's about like for the future. Like if you can get Omer Ashik, if you're Dallas, I'd like to give up his Brandon Wright and Vince Carter. I'd do it.
Or let's see, if Houston wants more of a power forward, maybe DeJuan Blair. Because he's more of a power forward, so I'm going to play along with Dwight. Although, I don't know if that would work with Dwight. Yeah, I don't know what Houston wants.
Brandon Wright fits better with Dwight than DeJuan Blair. But I don't even think Houston would do that.
All right.
Maybe a Thad Young somehow.
Oh, Thad Young. Oh, jeez, that would be so good. Thad Young is so good.
That actually is a really good idea. Yeah.
Thad Young is a model of consistency.
I just don't know if Philly wants to do that, like a straight up. Yeah, I don't know if they want Omer Ashik back.
It would make them too good.
It would. They want.
But and more importantly, they have Noel in the wings.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. Well, I have a deal that may be favoring Toronto so much that you might have to call me a Homer Ashik. Okay.
God.
Yeah. Okay. So, Golden State gets Kyle Lowry, who's on the books for $6.2 million for it's an expiring. And Aaron Gray for 2.7, just to make the salaries work. He has to go.
Yeah, sure. That's why. Yeah, that's why.
I also don't want to hear anything more about Aaron Gray in my life. Houston gets David Lee, who is owed $40 million this year, and then two more years afterwards at $15 million per year, and Quincy Acey, and like maybe two picks. And Toronto gets Omer Ashik and Terrence Jones.
Golden State wouldn't do that.
David Lee is so expensive.
but he's good. Doesn't matter.
I don't know. I mean,
he's really good.
They have no cap space to re-sign Barnes. I mean, they don't need cap space, but they're going to have to be paying a ton of money to re-sign Barnes.
I think Thompson.
They have to re-sign both of them right now.
They have a legitimate chance to like actually. I'm not saying like they have like they're like title favorites, but they have an actual chance to win a championship. They're not going to trade David Lee.
Yeah,
I think they'll pull an OKC and trade one of their guys to avoid paying them.
Well, if it was the OKC, they would trade like Harrison Barnes or something, who's like on the come up.
Yeah,
I don't.
And then he goes on to win like MVP.
Okay,
I think we should wait a little longer before Golden State should worry about breaking the bank to pay Harrison Barnes because. We don't know if he's really good.
Oh, did you see the Golden State versus the Thunder game? Harrison Barnes was money in that game. He was in the post. He just destroyed anybody that he posted up against. He was shooting threes. That guy's really talented and really good. Anyway, I came up with this deal in the summer, because at this time I was like, oh, Golden State wants to go small ball. They want to play. Without David Lee, who's really expensive, and they want to play with Harrison Barnes because they did in the playoffs and they were really successful. I don't know. I mean, I just wanted Omer Ashik in Toronto for some reason.
Why? Jonas Valanciunas.
They can play together.
Kind of.
Omer Ashik's very mobile. He can.
spacing problems that Houston's having.
Why can't they play them together? Why? If they have a they have a stretch four, Omer Asik's coming out to the perimeter. He's more mobile than you think.
I'm aware of that, but one, he's also kind of awkward. When he guards, he never, like, he's mobile, but, like, he still guarded fives in Houston, and then whenever he guards fours, he shifts too far inside. Mm-hmm. And plus, on offense, like, Valanciunas can kind of shoot out to the free throw line.
Yeah.
But that's not, I don't know if that's like, reliable enough spacing.
You don't want, so you're going to have either Jonas Valanciunas forced out to 10 to 12 feet, which is a bad idea, or you're going to have both of them within, like, 5 feet of the basket, which is a bad idea because the lane's going to get clogged.
But then Omer Asik could grab offensive rebounds. I don't know. This also takes Amir Johnson out of the lineup. Okay, maybe my trade. This is probably not the greatest trade. Also, I don't know why David – I don't know. Yeah, I agree. I don't think Golden State wants to give up David Lee, at least right now.
They would.
But
Maybe if they got them, how about?
I was worried because Golden State had no backup point guard, and I was like, "Come on, Stephen Curry's your point guard, and you have no backup." I mean, yes, you have Iguodala, but if Stephen Curry goes down, you can't have Iguodala playing point guard all game long. He's not
Lowry would be dope as a backup point guard.
I know.
Don't treat David Lee for a backup point guard.
Yeah, but David Lee's the point isn't that David Lee's a bad player. It's the point is that David Lee's owed. $44 million over the next.
Who cares about money, William? We're getting that ring.
Yeah, exactly. And even if that's the case, you don't trade him for a backup point guard. You trade him for someone else.
I feel like David Lee's been egregiously overpaid ever since I started watching the NBA.
A little bit. Do you remember when he was back on the Knicks and he was just like this like watered down version of Kevin Love? Like really poor man's version?
Yeah, he's actually a gritty player. Well, that's what everyone thought of him.
Yeah, and now he's like this like super awesome guy who operates mid-post and has all these moves and could pass.
He averaged like 20 and 10 last season.
Close to. Yeah.
He led the league in double-doubles.
Yeah, but I mean...
He's good.
I think Golden State's so deep that they don't need to pay him. You know what I mean? Like the marginal value for David Lee is lesser than what David Lee can actually provide. You know,
I think they'd sooner get rid of Bogut than they would.
They just signed Bogut again. They just re-upped them.
They did. Yeah. I think Golden State's standing pat here. An interesting little stat about Golden State, or not a stat really. So their team leaders in points, rebounds, assists, steals, and blocks are all different people. I don't think you can say that about many lineups. Thompson leading in points, Lee in rebounds, Curry in assists, Iguodala in steals, and Bogut in blocks.
Speaking of leading in statistics, you know who's leading the NBA in like almost every single category?
LeBron.
Kevin Love.
Yeah, Kevin Love.
He's like first or second in almost every single statistical category.
He's averaging like 5+ assists per game. That's crazy. And like 3 of them per game are just outlet passes to Corey Brewer, crazy. Where he just like gently flicks his wrists and the ball goes screaming down the court.
Yeah, he did that like a 70-foot chest pass, which I just don't really understand.
Yeah, I can throw like a 17-foot chest pass, and I'm like 6'2".
it starts arcing. You have to arc on it as well.
I have to think about physics and go, if I throw it 45 degrees upwards, that will give you the maximum displacement.
Yeah.
Kevin Love's really good.
Mm-hmm. He is.
Okay. Another person rumored to be on the trading block is Iman Shumpert. Everyone's favorite former flat topper. This season, he's averaging 8.3 points per game, 6.1 rebounds, and 3.3 assists per game. He's shooting a...
How many minutes is that?
I think it's like 20, 28, something like that.
20, yeah.
And he's shooting a cool 40% from three, and he's playing great defense as usual. And in classic Knicks fashion, they want to trade their only young asset so that they can play J.R. Smith. Who isn't bad. It's not like he's a bad player. It's just, why would you trade Shumpert?
Oh, because you got Chris Smith on the bench.
Oh, yeah, Chris Smith, yeah. I love that the criticism against him was, he's possibly the worst player to ever have played in Summer League. And I'm like, I've watched Summer League before. How could you be the worst player to ever play in Summer League?
Apparently the worst player ever in the NBA.
Yeah, he could challenge for that title.
Have you guys seen him play? I haven't seen him play.
I haven't seen him play either.
I saw him play one summer league game, and it was pretty bad.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, people were like, various players were quoted. Not like they did, you know, they were quoted, but we don't know which players said this other than Brandon Jennings. But they're like, this is the worst guy to have ever played in summer league game.
It's true.
It sounds almost unbelievable. Yeah, so New York wants to get rid of Shumpert, oddly enough. So
yeah, I love how desperate they are sounding. Oh, and the fans are just like, what?
I don't. Well, as a Celtics fan, I really like Kevin's trade he outlined.
You do? You actually like that?
I'm not as big as a Rondo fan as most people.
What's the trade?
Anyway, we can.
I mean, it's not a terrible trade on the surface. So I proposed Rondo, Gerald Wallace, and Courtney Lee.
Okay.
For Shump, Amare, and Raymond Felton. And it's not as terrible as it looks on the surface. And my reasoning is that Rondo's going to get traded this season no matter what. It's just going to happen.
Yeah, probably.
I've accepted that, and everyone else should accept that too. And if you wait till he comes back, he might not be... He probably won't be as good as he was when he hurt himself. I mean, Derrick Rose took a year off, and he's still shaking off the rust.
Yeah.
And I know missing a season probably plays in that too, but I mean, tearing your ACL is never a good thing. And Danny Ainge has a really high asking price for him right now, and I don't think he's going to get that.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling he's not going to be doing very well when he gets back, and then they're going to end up trading him for something not very good. But this deal, you get rid of Gerald Wallace's contract.
Yes.
Although he makes about $10 million less than Amari Stoudemire does a year, it ends. Amari's contract is up after next season, and you can trade him next season as an expiring contract, a big expiring contract, so you could get a lot in return potentially. Also, that means Amare isn't going to play because he's Amare.
Yeah.
So you're going to lose more games. You actually get a backup point guard, or you actually get a point guard in Raymond Felton, so you have Jordan Crawford playing point guard. You also shed Courtney Lee's contract, which is also 3 years and like $5.5 million. So you shed the two worst contracts that the Celtics have. Because they're very long term, they're all 3 years, and they're a lot of money. So you get short term contracts that are more money, like face value, but they're up sooner, and that's better for a team in rebuilding mode anyway. And trying to think if I had any other points. I mean, and you get Shumpert.
And you get Shumpert, yeah.
And he's good. He's really good.
But then you'd probably have to get rid of Avery Bradley because
That's weird.
They're the same player, pretty much.
I think Shumpert's better offensively. Then.
Shumpert's better than Avery Bradley.
I think he's better on offense.
I think Bradley's a lot better on defense.
Yeah, but...
Isn't Shumpert notoriously a decent defender?
He's a good defender.
No, he's a good defender, but Avery Bradley's like...
World class. He's so good.
But guard defense is a little overrated on the whole.
Yeah.
Which takes his advantage away a little.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
I'm just thinking about this deal. Are you sure... You'd be happy with Danny Ainge just using Rajon Rondo to clear cap space or clear out bad contracts?
I could. I would be fine with Danny Ainge. I would pretty much be fine with that. Because, I'd like to get more if we could, but Rondo's been relying on his athleticism.
Yeah.
It's already declining. Like, if you look at all his athleticism related stats, finishing at the rim, steal percentage, like free throw rate, field goal percentage at the rim, they've all already been declining. And so this is like true shooting. His X ramp stuff has been declining as well. Mm-hmm. So he's already on the decline, and then he tore his ACL.
Part of that's having to do with laziness, but
maybe
right about the athletic stuff too. Because he used to have like ferocious dunks.
He did
for a 6'1" guard. He would get up there and he would throw down. And then they showed a clip the other day during the Wolves game. Of him, like, during warm-ups trying to dunk it, and he didn't even come close. So that's a lot of athleticism that's gone.
He was still good. He was still good, but he's already on the downswing, and then the ACL tear kind of scares me.
Yeah. And we just don't know how he's going to respond to it and how he's going to come back from it.
And he just doesn't fit.
But I don't know, and I think this would be a... I'm not saying it's a good deal for Boston. I'm saying it's a decent deal, and it's probably better than what we're actually going to get for him. Just knowing Danny Ainge's history. The only thing that I would... if that would be better is if the Knicks had a pick that they could throw, but they don't.
Yeah. That all went to Toronto when they traded for Bargnani.
Like a second round pick in like 2016. Thanks.
All right. Well, speaking of Toronto, I was thinking of a little Toronto trade: Shumpert and Beno Udrich for DeMar DeRozan.
Ooh, that doesn't work one for one. Like DeMar makes $10 million per year, and Beno Udrich and Shumpert combined for like $3 million.
Really?
Yeah. Udrich has like is owed 1.3 this year, and he's an expiring. And Shumpert's owned 1.7. Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know Shumpert was that cheap. Why are they trading him?
I don't understand. He's so good because they have so many bad volume shooters. So he's just there to defend and shoot threes, which is what the Knicks need.
He's there, and he has more upside than that. He can do that, and he has some upside. Yeah. And he's their only asset. If they trade him, they're already
Wait, did you just say he's their only asset? Because I think they have a man named Andrea Bargnani on their team.
Yeah. Bargnani, as Clyde says. He can't pronounce Bargnani. But that's their only guy. Like, look at this team. They have Amari, who's like a dead corpse, like knocking against the hull of the ship. Okay.
He can dunk still. That's about it. He threw down a couple times today.
I'm legitimately surprised he
could. Yeah, me too, actually.
Yeah, I was surprised as well. Like, whoa.
You guys seen the NBA ticket commercial with Amari?
Yeah.
Why is he in that? Why is Amari Stoudemire in that?
It's because Amari Stoudemire can't actually play in the NBA anymore, really. So
we're like, hey, we need something to do, guys. Let's give him a commercial. People are like, who's that?
I like to imagine that the NBA called the Knicks and they're like, all right, man, we need you're one of the biggest teams in the league. We need you to send a representative for this commercial. And they're like, who's not doing anything right now? Oh yeah, Amari. Yeah, people recognize you. Yeah, go do this commercial.
Wait, who's in that commercial besides it was Rudy Gay, Amare, and then was there a third person?
Yeah, DeAndre Jordan.
Okay.
That's such a strange random trio to have for an NBA commercial because
Rudy and Amare, at least they're getting paid massive amounts of money. So you could say, this is the rich guys in the NBA, but DeAndre Jordan.
DeAndre Jordan's getting paid like 11, isn't he?
Is he?
He makes 11 mil.
You know what? Actually, if you combine the skill set of all three players, you would get a really damn good player. Think about it. You get, just Rudy Gay and DeAndre Jordan. So
you could probably say that about any three NBA players.
This is true, actually. NBA
players combine and probably get a pretty good NBA player.
This is true. By the way, okay, so this is a Knicks roster. This
Chris Smith.
Oh boy. They have Chris Smith, Touré Murray, Kenyon Martin, Cole Aldrich, who's actually playing minutes, Beno Udrich, Tim Hardaway, Meta World Peace, P.D. Pablo Prigioni, Iman Shumpert, Raymond Felton, J.R. Smith, Bargnani, Chandler, Anthony, and Stoudemire. Like, that is, oh my gosh.
There's so many players. How do they have that many players?
They're on the payroll. I'm only looking at the payroll thing. No, I think it's all 15, actually.
Jesus.
Wait, so William, what's surprising about that?
They're getting paid a combined $91 million this year. And this
not
is
not even including all that
so
crap.
Bad.
That
gets they're getting paid to
team that wouldn't
to Detroit.
Ooh. Yeah.
They wouldn't pay Jeremy Lin, but they'll pay everyone else.
Yeah.
A slap in the face.
No, thank you, Jeremy. We have Raymond Felton and Jason Kidd. We don't need you.
We don't need Jeremy Lin and his 55% from the field.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
And it's 17 points a game.
I can't believe the Knicks spent so much time, effort, and willingness to cater towards Carmelo Anthony. Like, if you had LeBron and LeBron wanted all these things that Anthony wanted, then yeah, fine, do it. But, like,
Carmelo Anthony.
And he might actually leave after this season. If I were Carmelo, I'd leave.
$0.30 for LeBron's dollar.
Yeah.
It'd be good if the Knicks, if Carmelo Anthony left. It'd be good for the Knicks if Melo left.
I want Melo to go to LA.
Yeah.
I want Melo to go to LA.
If the Knicks signed Melo to like a 5-year, $100-something million contract, they're like screwed for the future.
They're fucked for like the next
they're fucked
6 years.
One, Melo's gonna be like 30 when he signs that, and he's already not worth 100 million.
Oh yeah.
And then, I feel bad for Knicks fans, but I have for like the past 10 years. So.
Just so you know, there's less than 4 minutes left in the third quarter in the Celtics Rockets game.
Are they coming back?
No, the Celtics still have 15 points less than what the Rockets had at halftime. It is 88. Oh, they just scored 88-55 right now. That is something.
Okay.
Oh man, this is rough.
Oh, I like loving that Avery Bradley shot total.
Yeah.
Nice little five for 20. Mm-hmm. Oh god, minus 40.
Avery Bradley shot 20 times in a game.
Yeah, he's 5 for 20. He's and minus 40 in 24
minutes.
He's been
jacking. He has been jacking shots.
Who do you think you are, Jordan Crawford?
Yeah, I know. Exactly. If you're gonna have someone jack shots, at least give it to Jordan
Crawford.
Jordan Crawford's been like more restrained than Avery Bradley has.
This is a bizarre. That's saying something. Yeah.
Like last game too, Avery Bradley was like 13 of 24 or something.
Yeah, he did have a good night on Saturday though. He had 22 points on like it was like 8 for 12, something like that. Yeah, like it's a good night.
Just come back 20.
He's very inconsistent.
All we need is just a point guard and an Avery Bradley. We'll be good.
Yeah. They're really trying with that Jordan Crawford thing.
Yeah. Has Tommy Heinsohn started calling him Michael Jordan Crawford yet, or is that too soon? Too soon.
No. He's not that deranged yet.
We'll see. Well, give it a couple of years.
I don't know if he has a couple of years. But...
I look forward to it. Oof. Oof.
You know,
let's change the subject.
Yeah. Well, on to some